Matt Stringer is the Chief Executive of RNIB, and each week he joins us to discuss some of the big stories coming from the charity. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Alan. My pleasure. Good to speak to you.
Well, I've got some tech stuff to talk about first of all. I'm going to be discussing eyewear. What is it and who's involved?
So the eyewear headset is something we've launched this week. We had a session in London on Wednesday where we had a room full of really interested corporate partners and other partners where we demoed the eyewear headset. And what is the eyewear headset? Well, it's a way through an app on your device, on your phone or on your tablet, but better on your phone for reasons I'll come to, that really simulates different eye conditions. You know, we've used things like sim specs before, which have done a job, but they've been reasonably low tech, reasonably two dimensional. And what this new eyewear headset and the app that you can download for free does is it allows you to choose different eye conditions at different strengths, and using the headset looking through it, you get that simulation of what the eye condition is at that strength. You know, we've got about 8 different conditions, eye health conditions within the app that you can toggle between, as I say, with different levels of severity. And I think what it does, it absolutely brings to life in a completely realistic way how a person who's visually impaired with an eye condition is absolutely seeing the world. And what we're able to demonstrate on Wednesday with, say, that room full of partners, from corporate partners through to other charity partners, NHS, people we've been engaging with, all sorts of different arenas, was to really demonstrate that. And I think for everyone in the room, and so not overclaiming here, the sort of penny dropped enormously, I think, in terms of realising what a game changer this was, actually, in terms of very easily being able to show people the impact of those different eye health issues and what it meant for visual impairment, and then why, therefore, what we are saying about things that have to improve, things that need to be done, you know, whether that's in an eye health setting, whether that's in the way people are building accessible technology or processes, whether it's people wanting to educate their workforce, all of those things can be more easily done through this. And actually, you're getting beyond that initial people not quite understanding what it means so much more quickly than we're able to do with any previous capability we've had. So we're really, really pleased with how Wednesday went as a launch event. But, you know, the trick now is for us to really use this as a tool in our kit bag, you know, when we go out and engage with whomever we're engaging with, to really get across very quickly what eye health conditions should mean, and then being able to get beyond that into the meaningful discussion about what it is we want to do with that partner in pursuit of our strategy and in pursuit of building a world and a country that works for people with sight loss. So I'm really, really pleased with it. You know, it's both a technical development through the app, and also there's a bit of a very simple kit that you use to strap your phone to your eyes to actually then see through a bit of a headset what that looks like.
I mean, one thing that's good, Matt, which you can highlight it, is we talk a lot about the work that RNIB does with local and UK governments and the devolved nations as well. And some of that has been getting politicians out on the streets to experience what it's like. That can only emphasise that even more to them, that they're getting a flavour of all these different eye conditions, and should really bring it home to them rather than just talking to them about the difficulties.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think it absolutely brings it to life. I mean, it's just amazing, you know, the realism, I think, and clearly we've had a lot of visually impaired people input into this, so absolutely valid, authentic design. But I know, you know, I'm going to come and talk to you in a minute, you know, I'm going to talk about some of the political relations we've had, and I think taking this into that landscape and being able to show ministers, civil servants, this when you're talking to them about employment, welfare, transport, whatever it might be, again, is a massive opportunity for us to really raise understanding very, very quickly and very easily and very decisively, which then allows you then get onto the conversation and says, right, come on, what are we going to do about it then, as opposed to spending all your time trying to convince people that an issue and opportunity in the first place. So I can't quite get my hair around quite how good it is, if I'm honest. I mean, I think it's been fabulous, and I think I'm really, really desirous that we go and drive it really hard now and use it really, really fundamentally and comprehensively.
Well, you discussed the political influence there as well. I know you've had some meetings with the Transport Secretary and some other discussions and panels that you want to tell us about as well.
We did the eyewear launch and in the morning on Wednesday I had a meeting with Simon Lightwood, who's one of the transport ministers, who's a local transport minister on the policy team, Mike Wordingham, and a really good half an hour, I think, really getting across some of our perspectives, just fundamental points from all our insight about the difficulty that blind and partially sighted people have travelling on public transport generally around the UK because of Victorian design, danger, poor communication, poor understanding of how to get from A to B, workforce not necessarily appraised of how to support blind and partially sighted people travelling around. So we're getting that point across, and then we got into some detail around bus networks, rail networks. We talked about floating bus stops, urban architecture, and I think we're pushing it an open door. The Transport Ministry clearly are keen to make an impact on UK transport. There's a big nationalisation agenda that they've been public about across particularly the rail network, but also trying to drive consistency across the bus network, and therefore a big opportunity for us to be in those discussions and ultimately influence the bills that come forwards to make accessibility critically at the heart of it, you know, separately and not to do with us. But you saw the aviation group set up with lots of very high profile people like Tanate Thompson and Frank Gardner and others being left on airplanes at airports or trains at railway stations, you know, showing the lack of consideration for disabled people. And, you know, I think the government does get that accessibility dimension. So I think good for us to be in that room. We were at a round table the day before. And as I just said earlier, I wish I'd had my eyewear headset on me in the morning because I would have used it with the minister and his team to really get them to understand and therefore realise why we were so keen to push transport when they had that understanding of some of the challenges that visually impaired people have. We are very much pushing hard at the government at the moment on a number of fronts. So we've talked transport. Next week, I've got a session at the Cabinet Office talking about crisis management, COVID. And clearly, we've had a lot to say at the National COVID Inquiry about a month ago. And we've just been invited onto an NHS panel again, because we've been pushing hard with Stephen Kinnock and Wes Streeting around the IKS support pathway. And again, I think it's just a sign that people see the RNIB as a informed but partnerial positive partner trying to make things happen. So I think, you know, we are getting into the right meetings at the moment. We just need to keep pushing to make sure we get the right results out of those meetings. But it was a good meeting this week with the Transport Minister.
Okay, well, we've got time for one more piece to chat about, Matt, and we are heading into the festive period now, so it only seems right we talk a bit about, well, let's pick adverts, which when some of these come on television with the audio description, we really start to get that festive feel.
Well, we do. I was going down the road and seeing people have got their Christmas trees up now and their sort of Santas, you know, outside the house. So everyone's gone early this year, I think, Alan. But yeah, I think we're allowed to talk about Christmas. Yeah, I think we've touched on before things like M&S getting that tactile gift guide done. So people are really sitting up, taking notice and wanting to work with us on producing beneficial aspects for Christmas for customers. And it's great that we've seen something we push on every Christmas, which is the audio description for those main Christmas adverts, which, you know, have become a bit of a thing in the last decade, haven't they? That everyone sort of clusters around a bit and it does denote Christmas. John Lewis being the one that I think started the trend probably about a decade ago. And it's great. They've just dropped their advert this week, the Gifting Hour, which is a lady going around their Oxford Street branch looking for a present for her sister. And in doing so, remembering times past. There's a bit of a Narnia wardrobe in there, I think, when she dives in. But it's great that John Lewis have dropped that video this week with the audio description on there, which is great. We haven't had to badger them too much this year. You know, it's something we pushed hard in previous years, and it's great that it just becomes now part of the furniture. It just becomes part of their design process. So really pleased John Lewis have done this, and just wanted to bring everyone's attention to it and go and watch the John Lewis ad.
So we're out of time now, unfortunately, but if you want to find out more about RNIB services, do have a look at the website rnib.org.uk. The helpline is there on 0303 123 9999, and if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Matt, we'll catch up again next week, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
I look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you.